Welcome to the podcast where we break down cybersecurity, exploring the latest threats, strategies, and solutions to keep you and your digital world safe. Two Canadian teenagers were apprehended for an elaborate scam that resulted in the theft of $4 million worth of Bitcoin and Ethereum from a U.S. resident. These tech-savvy individuals pretended to be part of Coinbase's support team, gaining the victim's trust and successfully stealing a substantial amount of digital assets. Law enforcement authorities have arrested the teenagers and pressed charges for their involvement in this audacious act. The stolen cryptocurrency, totaling $4.2 million, is expected to be recovered as the legal proceedings unfold. This incident serves as a stark reminder of the importance of vigilance and skepticism when dealing with online financial transactions. Next up in Microsoft News, a new tool has surfaced that exploits a bug in the popular communication platform to spread malicious software. Named Teams Fisher, this exploit tool poses a significant security threat and raises serious concerns about the security of the platform. Users of Teams should exercise caution while opening any suspicious links or files. In other news, Microsoft has been quick to dismiss claims made by Anonymous Sudan regarding the theft of 30 million Microsoft account credentials. Microsoft has found no evidence to support Anonymous Sudan's assertion. Finally, Microsoft is exploring ways to impede the encryption capabilities of ransomware attacks. By doing so, the tech giant hopes to greatly reduce the effectiveness of ransomware and protect users' data from cybercriminals. That's all for today's Microsoft News Update. Stay tuned for more updates on the latest developments in the world of technology. Next up in Pentagon News are recent developments regarding the security of classified documents. Following a leak of classified documents on the platform Discord, the Pentagon has announced plans to tighten controls and enhance security measures. The leak has raised concerns about the vulnerability of sensitive information and highlights the need for stricter protocols to safeguard such documents. The Pentagon is taking this incident seriously and is working towards strengthening security to prevent future breaches. It remains to be seen what specific measures will be implemented, but this incident serves as a stark reminder of the ongoing importance of securing classified information. The Port of Nagoya, Japan's largest port, has been hit by a malicious ransomware attack, causing significant disruption to its operations, particularly its container terminals, which are crucial for the movement of goods and international trade. This cyberattack has been attributed to Lockbit 3.0 ransomware. The Port of Nagoya is an essential hub for Japan's economy, and any disruption to its operations can have far-reaching consequences for global trade. Authorities and cybersecurity experts are currently working to contain the situation, assess the extent of the damage, and recover the affected systems. It may take some time before normalcy is restored. Alternative ports and logistics arrangements will likely be employed to mitigate the impact on trade and ensure the efficient movement of goods. This incident highlights the increasing threat of cyberattacks targeting critical infrastructure and the need to strengthen cybersecurity measures to protect against such attacks. We will continue to provide updates as more information becomes available. Thank you for joining me today on this episode discussing the importance of cybersecurity and the measures we can take to protect ourselves online.